Now, continuing to talk elections, the IFA has launched its manifesto for the European Parliament. So what exactly do farmers want from Ireland's next batch of MEPs? Eddie Downey is the IFA president and has joined us in studio. Thanks for joining us, Eddie. What are you looking for from, I mean, they're a very diverse range of candidates. So what do they all need to sign up to from a farmer's point of view?
Well, I think you're right. They are a very diverse group of candidates. And the other thing that's very interesting this time around, I think this is probably the most influential group of MEPs we will send to Europe, because their position in Europe has changed, the position of the Parliament has changed. There will be co-decision from now on all the decisions that will be made. So that's going to put them in a very pivotal position. And I think when you look at agriculture has done particularly well out of Europe over the years, and we've benefited from transfers of money and supports from there. So that's important for us, that the people who are elected understand
that. So is
that
the message to the MEPs? Basically, Europe's been quite good for farmers, so keep it coming, guys.
No, I don't think we should go that way. I think what we have to do now is look at the big picture that's there on you. We have to look at, you know, the fact that food security is a huge issue for the planet and from Europe in particular. And we have to find a way that we can manage to feed the increased population in the most efficient, carbon-efficient way, in the most climate change.
Yeah, you say carbon-efficient, and this is actually going to be a big challenge, isn't it, for Ireland over the next 5 years? Because with the ending of the quota and the capacity for our farmers to make real money and expanding agricultural output and producing food, we know all about Food 2020 and that policy, but squaring that with cutting our carbon emissions, how are we going to square that circle, and what role can our MEPs play?
I think this is crucial as regards for the next period of time. We've got to make sure that Europe understands the importance of food and food production, and the fact that Ireland in particular is in a very strategically advantaged place here as regards producing food. We do so in probably the most carbon efficient method on the planet.
This is grassland rather than the intensive farming or the factory style farming you'd see in other countries.
But you know, all of our systems are very efficient here, and we need to make sure that we continue to produce food to its maximum in this country and in Europe as a whole, to make sure that we don't create a situation where Europe has to compete with the rest of the world for scarce resources and food. And that's a crucially important point within this. And we've got to balance that against industrial development and all those other areas. So food production, I think, you know, that's crucially important. Food security. And particularly then when we look out there, a lot of people talking about trade deals and trade negotiations that are going on. Particularly a deal with Brazil has been in the offing at the moment, and a deal with America being pushed by within Europe. We've got to make sure that
our sectors, and we're playing on a level playing field, and that our standards are protected.
That's crucially important to us. And so all the MEPs, they need to be well informed on that. And we are going to hold 4 meetings around the country. I hope the farmers come out to that and make an informed decision.
All right. We look forward to that. IFA President Eddie Downey, thank you for joining us. And,